Ivan, in front of all these people.
What? They're friends. It's not like they haven't heard an old man fart.
Break wind.
Fart. Please excuse my wife. She's too sensitive to these things. But it's no secret. One bowl of her homemade soup, and I'm in the bathroom for a week.
Forgive my husband. He thinks his bathroom habits are news for the whole neighborhood. He has no filter between his head and his mouth.
Go home before I tell them the real color of your hair.
Not right now, you two. Mr. Bros, come on in. Thanks, Mrs. Bros. We'll send him home in time for dinner.
You can keep him.
Have you ever been married, Mr. Doucette?
I can't say that I have.
Once you get married, all you ever hear is what not to say, when to pull the hair from your nostrils. I'm telling you, I miss the freedom of my youth. You could wear the same socks for a week and nobody would say anything. By the way, you know you have a large piece of lettuce in your teeth?
Yes, thanks. Now, Ivan, you've met Roshan Mehta before.
I have. That young man who comes to put up the poles. I know you. What could he know about folk music?
I asked Roshan to be on this panel. He's actually a very talented musician.
Talent? He hasn't been alive long enough to even know what talent means.
Hey.
Young man, I'm an accordion player. I have played in towns and halls across this county. I have met all the great folk musicians of our province.
I'm sure we all have something to add to this discussion. We want both a seasoned and a fresh perspective on all these musicians. Now, since Claire and the other two panelists couldn't be here today, I have their feedback about the music here. So, let's see. The finalists are three groups, the Ian and Sylvia Revival, the Smashing Beats, and the Ghost Tree Ensemble. We've all watched the videos they submitted, and now we have to choose a winner for the Best Emerging Artist. The decision will be announced tomorrow on the Masqua Times, so let's talk about the Ian and Sylvia Revival.
Let the young man go first.
They have an unusual name, but I like them. They had a really simple style, clean, like how they went all acoustic. Guitar, piano, a little fiddle, and great vocals.
Ah, they're depressing.
Well, they were a little dark, I guess.
Depressing, I tell you. I couldn't sit through it. Just a bunch of people complaining about how terrible everything is. Makes you want to jump off a cliff.
Come on now. Maybe it was a bit pessimistic, but...
Tell me you sat through the whole video.
Well, maybe not the whole thing. Okay, so the Ian and Sylvia Revival are simple, clean, acoustic, and...
Moody?
They are depressing.
Well, let's say dark.
I thought they gave a really personal performance. Like, can we say they sound sincere?
We can, but you saw their video. They sound sincere, but sometimes they seem to forget about the audience, like they're a little too distant.
They completely ignore the audience. They are too disrespectful, if you want my perspective.
True. They don't make a lot of eye contact, so not so appealing to me.
Come on. They close their eyes. And the guitarist dresses like me.
Sorry, gentlemen. This is a personal call. I should take this outside. Please excuse me. I'll be back in just a minute.
Very mysterious. Do you think we should listen in?
Maybe not.